I'm Cody Steele, and you're watching The Marcus Deegan Show.
The Marcus Deegan Show! What's the story, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the pod. I'm Marcus Deegan, your host. You know where I am, Sin City, Las Vegas, the place of bright lights. And they're really bright right now, and world title fights. Thanks for joining us once again. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit that like, share, and subscribe button. I'm putting all this fantastic content out for you guys for free, and I don't ask for anything. All I ask for is a bit of support. So hit that button and tell your friends about the greatest podcast in Las Vegas, right here at the world-famous Sticky Paw Studios. We've got another great guest on the show today, someone that will wrap you up quicker than you can say, how's your father? He'll choke you unconscious. He will make you defecate on the mat if you don't watch yourself, all right? George was about to get choked out 2 seconds ago, but we decided we wouldn't do it. This guy is got a fantastic record. He's going to be an amazing prospect, and I know that he is going straight up. Would you welcome to the podcast, Cody Steele? What's up, brother?
Let's go. Hey, nice. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you, mate. 3 weeks in Vegas. What's the most weirdest thing you've seen here so far?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, on the outskirts out here, everything's good. But once you go to like the strip, it's all on after that.
Do you spend much time on the strip since you've been here?
No, I was actually there last night though, because my family was in town.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so they wanted to go check it out.
Are they from Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your heritage?
I'm half Korean and then half white.
Half white. Yeah. Is your mom's Korean?
Yeah.
Nice. And is martial arts something that's always been part of your life since you can remember, or is it something that happened a little bit later on?
A little bit later. I mean, like, I grew up playing sports. Like, I was, like, baseball, football. And then I, like, got into wrestling. Like, and I think I was, like, in seventh grade. So then after that, it was just wrestling. And then did, like, 2 years of that, or 2 years in middle school, 2 years in high school. And then my senior year, we moved to Texas. And then they didn't have any wrestling there. So no. I was like, all right, let's try this jiu-jitsu stuff.
And you were really freaking good at it.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I mean, it was always, my goal was like always like MMA, you know? So I was like, all right, maybe I do some, I already have wrestling, so maybe I just do the jiu-jitsu and then I'll figure the striking out later.
Yeah. So I think jiu-jitsu, we were just discussing this earlier on, jiu-jitsu is probably one of the more superior martial arts that you use in MMA. Is MMA still your goal? Is the UFC your goal?
Yeah, I think I switched my focus over now to MMA. Like, I'll still do jiu-jitsu matches, but my main goal is, like, MMA now.
Yeah, I think that when anyone is introduced into the world of mixed martial arts, and they are already a killer in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, you have your black belt, I think you have 17 submissions. When people hear that, automatically they think, okay, if this guy's got good stand-up, he's going to be a little bit of a problem. How is your, like, other mechanisms of mixed martial arts compared to your Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
It's still a work in progress.
Still a work in progress.
Yeah, like, still figuring the game out, but I definitely have, like, my hand on it now. Like, it's a bit, like, when I first started, I was like, oh, yeah, I got this. This is chill, yeah. You know? And then once I got a little bit deeper into it, I was like, oh, I don't know anything. I got so much work to do.
Yeah, Justin James was talking about this on the podcast the other day, that most people think they're 200% better at fighting than they really are, especially the civilians like me, right? But you soon learn quick when you get in there and you know, getting punched in the face is a different story. So talk about your transition from Texas to here. It's only been 3 weeks. You set up with your coaches and everything, and you set up with your management team. What's happening with that?
Yeah, so like I made the decision to kind of move out here because like back in Austin they got like the best jiu-jitsu in the world, you know. It's like, it's great. But once I changed like my mind, I was like, oh man, I want to do MMA. There's like not a lot of MMA out there. Like, they do have MMA, but it's still fresh, you know, and they don't have like a team of like MMA there. So it's like, I was like thinking like, man, okay, I still want to chase this MMA, and like, where should I go? I was thinking about a couple places I should try to move, but then I was thinking like, my management's here. I mean, the UFC's here. They have everything here. They got wrestling, jiu-jitsu, striking coaches, MMA coaches. So I was like, I'll figure it out. I'm just going to come out.
It's here. Like fight of heaven here in Vegas. Yeah.
Exactly. And then, you know, the sparring partners. Mm. I have like unlimited sparring partners.
Of high-level UFC champions, athletes, and people that have been in the game and vets.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's like I'm learning from the coaches and learning in the classes, but I'm also like learning from all like the other fighters of different levels, you know?
Yeah. And I suppose, like, if you're going to be a mixed martial artist that wants to be in the UFC, I mean, I just believe that you have to be here in Las Vegas for that, just to consume yourself with it. Do you believe that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I definitely like surrounding myself with, like, a ton of people who are, like-minded. And, yeah. Like, everyone here is, like, trying to get to the UFC, or everyone's, like, trying to be world champ, you know, or trying to be the best or something, you know, and... So, like, just being around that, I think, is, like, motivating itself right there.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. So, what organizations are you fighting in now?
Right now, I'm fighting for Fury Championships, or Fighting Championships. It's out in Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's your record, 5-0?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All by submission?
Knockouts.
They're all knockouts?
Not all of them. I think I have like two of them that are knockouts.
So tell me, what's the difference between choking someone fucking unconscious and knocking them spark out? Is there a different adadrenaline rush that you get?
Yeah.
What's better?
Sure. I mean, when I first started doing, because when I wrestled, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I like this. And then like I pinned somebody. I was like, damn, all right, cool. And then when I got into jiu-jitsu, I like took someone's back and like choked them, and I was like, damn, this is way better than wrestling. Like, I love this is yeah. sick. And then I jumped into like the striking, and like I remember I was like hitting, and you like when you crack somebody, you kind of see like their eyes like kind of like lose themselves, you know, like they kind of they start doing like this 1,000-yard stare, and you know you got them on the ropes, and then you just look, keep searching for the finish, and then when you hit them, you make a clean contact. It's like, damn, now that's good.
Fuck, you know, I want to do that so bad, but I know that I never will. So it's just going to be a pipeline fantasy for me. Yeah, man, I can imagine what that feels like. And now, do you know how strong you are? Or when you actually put someone out like that, are you like, fuck, I'm actually pretty strong?
Yeah, I think it's strange. I think I try not to think, because I think when I think about like hitting someone hard, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking blitz this dude. I'm gonna hit him, and then like my chin comes up, my arm starts getting farther from my face. So it's like I just think about being fast and quick. You know, just try to get to point A to point B as fast as I can. You know,
yeah.
Instead of like, and then like maybe like I think like once I like can rock him, then I'll like start putting power, and it starts getting ugly. But I'm still figuring it out.
Well, you sound like you're doing a great job, and you're with a great management team. Mm-hmm. And you're in the, you know, you couldn't be in a better place. What does, are you married?
No, just.
Girlfriend?
Just girlfriend, yeah.
You guys been together for a minute?
Yeah, been together for about a year now. We're chilling, yeah.
So she came from Texas with you?
Yeah, she's from Germany, but she's like.
Ich liebe dich, Fräulein.
Yeah.
I love German.
But then she lived in Australia.
G'day, mate. How are you? Yeah. A lot of tourists in Australia that stay there for a long time, especially backpackers, yeah. German backpackers and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, she was there, living there for like 5 years.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. She like it?
Yeah, she loves it.
She got a bit of an Australian accent now?
Yeah, she's like, because that's where she kind of like picked up her English. So she's like, people are like, oh, you're from Australia? She's like, no, I'm from Germany.
Yeah, yeah. So has she introduced you to anything Australian that you kind of like? Food-wise or anything like that?
No, she showed me, I don't know what it's called. It's like some paste.
Vegemite.
Yeah, Vegemite. She loves it.
Yeah. Oh, she does?
Yeah, she loves it.
Yeah, my wife does as well.
It's nasty. You know? It's not my favorite.
Yeah, it's not your favorite thing. Yeah, I suppose it's one of those acquired tastes. Have you ever tried Vegemite, mate?
Yo.
Have you ever tried Vegemite? Never. No. Maybe I'll have to bring some in and I'll get the engineers to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you down for that? Yeah, okay, good. What do you do for, like, outside of martial arts? Like, for fun, or are you just strictly train, eat, sleep, repeat?
I feel like sometimes, most of the time, that's what I do, you know? But I'd say, like a normal, typical, like, weekend for me is, like they normally have, like, UFC fights on. So, like, I'm watching the fights, like, grilling, chilling, and then... like normally, like back home, the fights end a little later, you know? So like it's like nighttime, I ate, and I'm like, all right, cool, I'll watch a movie and then pass out.
Yeah.
But
now that you're in Vegas,
maybe I'll get into gambling or something.
I was watching Dana White gamble a couple weeks ago up at the, was it the Red Rock, or it might have been the Red, the Red Rock Casino, like big money, like $50,000 hands. That's, I was crazy. Like, three of those chips will change my life. Even one.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, I was having an anxiety attack just watching them, you know, gamble that much money.
Yeah. I mean, like, I could see how people could be addicted to gambling or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you win a little and you're like, damn, all right. But then you lose it way faster, you know? So I don't really understand poker or any of those games. And Yeah. I just, like, I'm good.
Do you drink?
I'll drink, but not too much. Like, it's for me, like, I used to just, like, yeah, I'd go drink and go hang out and stuff. But now I'm like, it's more of like a celebration. Like, obviously, if I'm celebrating something,
yeah,
we go and doing something. But
so you live a pretty clean life.
I'm for the most part as of now.
Yeah. As of now, while you're in training. So where are you at with your career right now? Like, what's obviously you're 5-0. You're doing great. What's the next step?
Whoa,
right now. Sorry. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Muse, My Muse Life, right here, guys. They're the new sponsor of the show. Let me just get this in the frame right there. Sorry that I interrupted that question, but I literally just got a wave of opening my eyes to a more vivid life. My Muse Life, guys. You're going to be hearing a lot more about these on the podcast. You do mushrooms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've just started microdosing.
Yeah.
And I'm on this kind of microdose journey. I think I actually probably went a little higher than micro this morning. I think I'm a bit of a macro, but I've got onto this great company and they have a great line of infused mushroom products.
Okay.
Chocolate, the chews, the capsules.
Okay, I definitely got to give it a look then.
What's your experience with microdosing?
I'm all over the place with them. Like sometimes, like I always do them a lot, and then I'll take a break, and then I'll do them again. I'm like, shit, I gotta do this every day. And then I hit like day four, and I'm like, oh no, I gotta take a break. You know?
Yeah. What do you think it does? It kind of like burns your brain out.
I think it just like, I don't know. Like when I do them, I just feel like I'm on. You know, like I feel real on, and. I feel like I can sometimes talk more, or I just got more energy, you know?
A little bit more focused.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that people's minds need to get changed a little bit about this, because you say mushrooms to someone, they are automatically thinking trip, hippies out in, you know, in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize the beneficial of microdosing, which is like, I think it's like microdose means like a hundredth of what you're supposed to take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize the benefits of this.
Yeah. I mean, you could do a bunch of stuff. I mean, you could eat a bunch of them and go deep, which is, you know, it's pretty cool. And then you can microdose them and then like you can kind of feel it a little bit, which is cool. Or you can macrodose them and like that's like a bit more fun, you know?
Yeah, but it's also a little bit more of a physical. I can really hear my breath right now. Fuck, I can really hear my breath right now. Am I breathing heavy? Like, I'm not? See, I can, everything's sounding a little bit. Yeah, so, yeah, I've been introduced to this great company, and I've just been testing the waters with it to see where we go, and they've come on board as one of our sponsors, so I'd love to be able to hook you up with some of that.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Absolutely, for 100%, for sure, we can hook you up with some of that, and open your eyes to a more vivid life, for sure.
I'm open to it.
Yeah. What do your parents think? Do they watch on TV when you're on TV? Does mum and dad come there and watch you fight?
Yeah. Yeah. My mom, she loves watching me fight. Like right now, like she was just here, like at the fight pass, watching me do the grappling match. Mm. So she loves watching. She doesn't like to miss them, but sometimes like she'll have to, and then she's like, damn it. Like, especially if I do something sick, she's like, damn, I wish I was there.
That's pretty good to have a supporting mom like that.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom's been so supportive of me. Like, I feel like, you know, she's just always given me like options, because like in school, I was not good at school. So like as a kid, I was like, I don't know what I want to do. Like, I know it's not school, you know? Like,
yeah.
And she was never like forced, like she never forced school on me. She was just like, you know, whatever you do, like do it 100% though, you know? So that was kind of always like my mindset of if I like enjoyed something, I was like, okay, I'm going to just dive into it, you know?
It makes it a lot easier to dive into it when you actually enjoy it.
Oh, so much easier. Yeah. Yeah.
When it's not a task, it just becomes something that's fun or something that you want to do and want to get better at. And I think that's what a lot of parents probably don't understand, that you've got to go with your child's passion. If they don't want to do something, then you can't force them to do it. Like, encourage them to do the things that they want to do, whether it be video games or whatever. Do you think that the police force should be trained on Brazilian jiu-jitsu? Because I see a lot of these videos online of these poor policemen and women trying to, you know, put handcuffs on these criminals, and they just can't do it. And you must look at that and think, I'd fucking have that done in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You do think that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it should just be something that they have to do at least once a week. I don't even care. Maybe like once a month. I don't know. It's like, it's good for your health too, you know? Like, it's like you can go to a gym, you know? I feel like, you know, you're surrounded by a lot of good people, you know? It's like a good environment. But also, it's like you're working out, and then you're also learning how to defend yourself. And then, you know, if you're a cop, then, you know, you can...
All the rest of it.
I mean, if you're a cop, you should definitely be doing something like that, you know?
You'd think that you'd want to do something like that. Like, sure. Why wouldn't you want to know exactly what to do? Because, I mean, in all those instances with those criminals, jiu-jitsu is exactly what needs to be done with those guys, right? Like, that's the only... It's like, striking isn't going to do it. No. It's jiu-jitsu and grappling and judo even.
Yeah, I mean, if I was in like a situation, like altercation or something, and I didn't feel like I could defend myself, you know, then that's when I'd be like nervous and maybe pulling out my gun or something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, but if you're in a situation and I feel like you know, like you can handle it, then I feel like you're even more calm on the inside, you know? I mean, they might have like a knife, so you got to worry about that stuff. It's different.
But even if you came across someone with a knife in the street, it wouldn't you wouldn't really be that overwhelmed by it, right?
You'd be like, probably run away.
You'd run away?
If you had a knife, I'd be like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, no, I might fuck with this one.
Yeah. I'd make sure he's different. Like, someone was like robbing me or robbing my car or something, I'd just make sure they didn't have any weapons. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of street fights growing up?
When I was a kid, yeah. Like, coming up.
Because you were Korean, do you think?
I think I used to move around a lot.
So you were always the new kid.
Always new kid. Yeah. And like, maybe I was like...
And the girls would have always loved you.
Maybe flirting with the wrong girls. Yeah. And then like something and someone would come up. And then... But I also just enjoyed it too, you know? Like,
yeah.
I was like... I wasn't looking for it. Like, I wasn't picking fights. But if it like... some If it like came by, then I was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Do you think that... So you weren't bullied then. That's a good thing. You actually enjoyed combat.
Yeah.
You've always liked
it. Yeah.
It's funny that, I mean, I liked it as well, but I was just never any fucking good at it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So you loving it out here in Vegas, man?
Yeah.
Missing home yet, or are you, you're a little bit homesick?
I think I'm good, you know? Like, I miss my friends a lot, you know?
You miss all your buddies?
Yeah, I miss my friends, I miss my family, you know? I miss all that, but when I'm here, like, I'm training for MMA, and so, like, I feel like I'm, like, back on, like, my purpose, and I'm back on my thing and my path, so it's like, when I'm training, I feel great, and then, you know? But, like, when I was back home, like, I was training all the time, but I knew I wasn't doing everything I need to be doing to win, you know? So I was like, this sucks. You know? Like, I can't be happy here, you know?
But are you happy here in Vegas?
Yeah, I really like it. You know, I'm still figuring out, like, you know, my schedule. Like, I got it down a little bit more, but, like, meeting people and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And once, I think, like, after, like, I'm here for, like, 1 year, I'll be like, okay.
Yeah, it's just like anything, man. I came from another country to live over here. So that in itself was a whole... fucking eye-opener for me, coming from a little town in Australia. Jeez. And then coming to Las Vegas. Where did your girl live in Australia? Do you remember?
I think she said Adelaide. That's a thing, yeah?
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, that's a thing. Adelaide is a thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're training at Extreme Couture?
Training over at Syndicate.
You're straight training over at Syndicate. Okay. And who are your mentors down there?
I have John Wood, who's like kind of the one like running like everything, like the MMA guy. And then I got Danny. He's like a boxing coach there. And then Chris Trammell, he's like a Muay Thai coach there. And then I'll go over to Andy Varela's for some jiu-jitsu over at 10 Planet.
Yep.
So I'm kind of like bouncing around, you know. And like
that's cool.
Just meeting people right now and like seeing where...
Where you want to get settled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your inspirations in like, say, for instance, in the UFC? Who are the kind of the athletes that you look up to or aspire to be kind of, you know, mark your career after? Is there anyone in particular?
It's kind of hard, you know, because like, there's just so many, like, new great fighters all the time, you know?
Trust me, I know, man. It's hard to keep up.
It is now, you know? Mm-hmm. But to me, like, I like Michael Chandler. Like, I like his style, you know. I feel like I could definitely, like, my style kind of goes well with his, you know. But I just like how he approaches the game, too, where it's like he's like he goes out there and fights to put on shows. And yeah, he's trying to win, too. But I mean, everyone's going to remember his fights, you know, win or lose. Like, people remember that guy's fights, you know. They're just all of them are barn burners, you know. He goes out there and gets after it, you know. And I like that, you know. It's more fun.
And plus, he's good on the mic.
He is good on the mic.
Did you see his call out of Connor at the WWE last week?
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, he's a psycho, dude.
Pretty good. Do you know the guy?
I don't know him. I've never met him before, but just like followed him on like social media. And
does he follow you?
No. Nah, yeah. He don't know who I am.
Come on, Mike Chandler.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Give the boy a go right over here, brother. He's up and coming, Mike. You never know. You might be facing him. Give the guy a follow on Instagram for crying out loud. Yeah, I remember when Connor started following me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And wished me happy birthday for my 50th birthday.
Damn.
I nearly had a fucking heart attack.
Yeah.
It was the best thing ever.
Best birthday present ever.
The best birthday present. The fact that he even knew that I was turning 50 was one thing. And the fact that he DM'd me happy birthday, mate.
Yeah. It's cool when people do stuff like that. Like, it's like, it makes you like a forever fan kind of, you know, like you're like, oh, this guy's fucking awesome, you know?
100%. Like, a lot of people don't know that, when my dad passed away just recently, literally the day after that, Connor Instagram live. So we had an Instagram live chat for 5 minutes.
Damn.
On Instagram live.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
And it kind of really helped me with grieving because I was so upset and so devastated. And then getting that really changed things around for me as far as my, you know, I was heartbroken because I just lost my dad, but fucking Conor McGregor FaceTimes you and you have a 5 minute chat. It really helped.
Oh yeah.
I don't think that, you know, people in the, that are kind of like celebrity status, they don't realize the effect that their kindness can have on, you know, just the regular Joe.
For sure. I mean, like just through like jiu-jitsu, you know, like I remember, you know, me being like in like a lower belt, you know, and I remember like crossing through and like this like one guy who was like his Bushesha, he was like, he, like I was just like a blue belt. I was like, oh, can I get a picture with you? Because we were at the same jiu-jitsu camp, and he was like, yeah, he took a picture with me, and then he was literally just like, he's like, oh, what's your name? I was like, oh, it's Cody. I was like, where are you from? I was like, I'm from Texas. He was like, how long have you been training? Or something like that. He literally just asked me like three, maybe four basic questions. But I was like, man, this guy like took the time to even ask me a question. It's so nice. And like, then I've also met people where it's like
the opposite,
like, dude. It's like I like was like a fan of this person, and then like, I saw him. I was like, oh, dude, like what's up? And then he just like barely looks at me, barely shakes my hand. I'm like, man, fuck this guy. And
yeah.
Like, you know, and I don't know. Then now I'm like never a fan of this person, and it's like. You know, I still see it sometimes, you know, I'll see some people in jiu-jitsu or something, like they start to have a little bit of success and they start walking around like they're fucking better than everyone. I'm like, hey, man, you ain't better than nobody, you know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. First-hand experience where I was doing a red carpet event at the Luxor and Tommy Lee fucking walked past. And it's one of those situations where everyone's, Tommy, hey, Tommy. And, you know, they come over and they say a few words or whatever. This guy took a big swig of water and spat water at me.
Fuck.
So Tommy Lee, fuck Motley Crue. Yeah. And if I ever see you, I'm going to slap your ass. Yeah, bad fucking Tommy Lee from Motley Crue spat water on me.
Fuck. I mean, some people would probably would have liked that.
Yeah, right? The weirdos. Weirdos, yeah. But then again, Michael Jackson was as cool as shit to me, so it made up for it.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you can't beat that one, right?
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, so that just goes to show, guys. Like, and even if you're not a celebrity, like, even if you're just a kind word to people really makes a difference. Like, it really literally does. You don't think that, hey, bro, you need a water or something small can really make a difference. Mm-hmm. Like, physically and internally, the way that you feel, it can make a difference, right?
Yeah, I think, like, it's, I think it's good. Like, if they're, like, being bum-rushed and, like, everyone's around them and bothering them, then it's, like, a different story. But if it's, like, if they're just, like, off on the corner not doing anything and then, like, they're too cool to, like, do anything, I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's all about ego.
Yeah.
See? Ego. Hey, George.
What's up?
Well, how are you going?
I'm amazing.
How do you feel?
Boom. I'm feeling amazing. Thanks for the product from Muse.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to Muse.
Shout out to Muse for the nice little micro. Was it a bit more than a micro?
No, it's micro.
Yeah, I think maybe for me it was more macro because I'm a little lighter than you.
Yeah. No, Marcus, you're crazy. Heroic dose. Have you talked to Cody about doing mushrooms? Cody, have you done mushrooms?
Yeah.
We've just had this conversation.
Oh, yeah. I missed out.
Huh?
I missed out.
Yeah, it wasn't really anything too in-depth. It was just saying that he agrees with it and he doesn't have a problem with it. Like, for some reason, a lot of fighters don't have a problem with it. I wonder why that is.
I think it's still got that negative stigma, partially. I don't know. I don't think it's a performance-enhancing drug.
I wonder if it would come up and, like, would you be able to use it? Would it come up, like, USADA testing and stuff like that? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like you'd be good to do them, huh?
I mean, I do. I don't think it would be really. The only thing it's going to do is make you love your opponent a little more.
Yeah, there you go.
Imagine if Mike Tyson had mushrooms back in his day. A little Tyson, like the balance of crazy and fucking psycho.
I think he's making up for it now. Did you see him on the Logan Paul podcast when he just had that? Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it was impressive.
And then, impressive. And then for like 25 minutes afterwards, he's just fucking chewing these things. And I'm just thinking, wow, you're the goat.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's an animal.
Yeah, no, I definitely, I think in a world where, you know, pharmaceutical companies are making gajillions of dollars for putting, you know, we don't even know what it is really that we're taking. And a lot of it doesn't even work. I believe that God has put certain things on the planet
for
hey, you got depression? Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. There's the most natural way to try and curve that is by having this. Don't go taking a antidepressant. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to realize that now. Like, I'm one of those people that went with the, you know, I had the stigmatized, fuck that, mushrooms, no way, monkeys flying out of my ass, and I want to see it, you know, all that kind of shit. But it's just not like that.
Yeah.
It's not like that. You can... And I'm in the testing stage right now, and I've understood that, you know, where how much to take and what works for me, and I'm blown away by the result.
Yeah, you got to definitely play with dosages for yourself, you know, because sometimes people are like, oh, take this much, and it also could be like this type of strain that you're eating too. Like, I could take the same amount of strain, or but like a different strain, and it'll like send me like more than it was supposed to. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I was actually asking the guy about it, and he tells me that they use all the same strain. This is how you know that you're getting exactly what the dose is, because I said to him, what's the difference between having a pot gummy? You know, you get a marijuana gummy, sometimes it does nothing, sometimes you can eat it, and you're like, fuck, I'm hammered. What they do is they use the same product, they grind it into a fine powder, and then they measure it like in the capsules, and then they measure it when they put it in. So it's all measured. So you know exactly how much you're getting and how much you're taking. They give you a little dosage chart, which says if you have this, it's going to do this. Or two of the pills will make you feel this. Four of the pills will make you. So it's an unbelievable product, right? I mean, look how happy George is over there now. You don't have it.
Permagrin, bro.
Permagrin.
Permagrin. Fucking cheeks hurt.
Oh, yeah. So could you train on this, do you think?
Yeah. I definitely could train. I've competed on them a couple times. I feel like I feel like it did well for me. Like, I don't know if how I do on an MMA fight, but like I've done them on like jiu-jitsu events and stuff, and I thought that was pretty fun.
Clarity of the brain, it kind of opens up different pathways to where you can kind of focus. And what I found is that I can get into the conversation. Like, I'm pretty much getting into my conversations anyway, but enhancing it with this product, you, for lack of a better word, you feel the conversation. Does that make sense in a way?
Yeah.
And the only messed up thing is these behind you, they can get a little, if you go a little bit. So that's what got me a little bit before, but I'm good to go now. Yeah, man. Oh, well, that's interesting to know. So our brand new sponsor, Muse, I'm definitely going to be able to take care of you with some of that. What area do you live in?
I'm not like super familiar with. Like,
you've only been here 3 weeks. Yeah. Are you far from here?
No, I'm like 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I like where I'm at because I'm like close to the gym, close to here, close to the Apex, PI, all that. So,
yeah,
ready to go.
What do you think of the power slap?
It's interesting. I don't know if I would want to do that, but it's like, I'll watch it. Like, when I first came out, I was watching a little bit just to see how brutal it was. And I was like, damn, this is kind of cool. But I think it's something I'd like to watch live. Then I'd be more into it.
Well, that was segueing into my next question there. Have you seen any live fights down at the Apex since you've been here?
Just one when I came here. One of the times last time, it was the Contender Series.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to go watch that. And I thought that was pretty sick.
Nice.
But not like a fight night card or anything like that.
So what's your 3-year goal from here?
3-year goal, I would say being in the UFC with some wins and like starting to like really approach like a good name in the game, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's how I would see myself.
Well, that's how you have to.
Yeah.
So the reason I asked that question is because for you to get there, you have to already have that thought, this is where I'm going. You know what I mean? Once again, it just comes down to, this is why I love the mind so much and when things enhance the mind because the power of your mind needs to be really stronger than your physical, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I'm a big like visualizer. I think like being in school wasn't very good. School wasn't good with the books, but I was always good at being like just in my own head and like seeing things or just playing things out all the time. And yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer in that.
And have those fruitions come true, like things that you thought about and really wanted, like when you were younger or whatever?
Yeah, I would say like some of them have come true where I'm like, that's creepy. Like how? Because like, and especially like if I say it, you know, like I would say these things to people and like say it out loud or say it, just be saying it and then thinking it all the time and then boom, it's happened. Like, so it's definitely like, that's creepy, but
that happens for a lot of people. You do realize that, right? Yeah. Like, people don't understand that. You can literally will shit into existence.
Yeah. I think, like, if you're saying it and then you believe it and then you're also taking the right steps
and applying yourself
that,
to it, yeah.
Then you're going to meet just them.
It's just all success boiled there in the pot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. So, well, bro, I love talking to new prospects because I like to be able to go, fucking, I interviewed him first and we talked about mushrooms and shit. And I'll look forward to, when's your next fight?
I'm supposed to be fighting March 24th, but my opponent just pulled out yesterday. So now they're looking.
Pussy.
Come on, man.
What happened? Was he injured?
I have no idea.
Just a sore toe.
Yeah, he just wasn't about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. So right now I'm looking for an opponent there. Hopefully I'll get one. I feel like I should be able to get one. I'm like 3 weeks out and I don't know, for some reason, sometimes like there's just like a list of dudes that want to fight me. So
there is.
Yeah. Maybe not so much. I don't know. Like, I just got off the phone with my manager yesterday and he was like, I was like, well, we can find one, right? He's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, people don't want to fuck with you. That's why.
Yeah.
They look at that record and go, yeah, no, I don't want to mess with that guy right now. It's going to fuck up my record.
Yeah. And
so that's the yin and yang of having a great record, right? You've built yourself up to be this superior athlete, but then you get there and a lot of people don't want to fuck with you because you got that record.
Yeah. I feel like in the beginning, like my first pro fight, I was like, yeah, I'm going to just steamroll this dude. I'm going to get him. And then like, nothing was working. Like, I couldn't land my shots. I couldn't do the takedowns against the cage because I just didn't know how to do any of it, you know? So I had all these holes in my game. And then I took like a break. Like I took like, I don't even know, like maybe like a year and a half off.
And then came back to it?
Just training, traveling and training. And I was like, okay, I think I understand a bit more. Mm. And then did another fight, learned a lot. I finished the guy. And then after that, I had another fight. I fought this really tough kid. And then it was kind of close. And then people were still, like, trying to fight me. But then these last two fights, I, like, knocked them out pretty cold. So, like, and yeah. So now I think people are like, okay, this guy.
How often do you watch those back on the big screen?
I'll still watch it.
I would be fucking watching it every day. Damn, I'd be watching it every day. Fuck, I wish I had a video of me sparking someone unconscious. Damn it. Yeah. It's never going to happen. But, bro, what I like to do is I like to give guys a platform to come on and, you know, be in a cool environment. You'll get some cool clips out of this episode. But what I always like to ask my guests before we finish up is, what's your message?
My message. It's hard to say, you know.
Some people can come with it easy. Some people get a little stumped on that one.
Yeah. I don't know really my message. I think like right now my mentality or my mission is just to get out there and finish fights and put on good fights and entertaining fights, you know, go viral, do some crazy shit, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. Just work hard.
Work hard.
Be consistent. That's it.
Work hard and be consistent. That's all you need, right?
Yeah, there's not really like a recipe to it. That is like the recipe in a way. I think everyone has their own like ways, things about it. Mm. But I remember being like younger, I was like YouTubing, like, what's happiness? What's this? What's that? Why am I so confused? And it's like, you know, if you find something that you like, you know, you just run towards it and you do what you need to do to keep going towards that. But, you know, it's hard. It's all different for everybody, you know.
Cody Steele.
Hey.
It's been great. We're going to do it again.
Yeah.
For sure. Guys, today's episode was sponsored by Muse. Open your eyes to a more vivid life. I don't know if it's getting hot in here. I'm hearing my breath. I'm hearing my clicking. I'm hearing sounds. Everything's moving. I'm loving it. I'm feeling happy. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. This is Marcus Deegan for the Marcus Deegan Show. We're out.